Hey everyone, I'm Meryl.
And I'm Eric.
And welcome to another episode of Ooh Food, the only show where we eat food right into the mic.
We do.
And we went back to Doner.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We do that a lot, because it's good. It's so good. Huh.
Well, now at this point you can start comparing our different Doner experiences, just to hear how pretty much consistently...
Yummy.
Correct it is every time. When you do one thing, you do it right, though. I like the establishment that...
Oh, yeah.
That does one thing and one thing at the end of the day.
Well, let's get into it, because I am hungry.
Yep.
You're not hungry, I know that.
No, I'm not.
You said you weren't hungry at all.
It's only you. Shit. I need some hot sauce. It's one of those things I never think to add, but it's a welcome little bit of zing.
You know, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Took too big of bites and I was going to give myself hiccups if I didn't drink some water.
That's what happened.
But this, you see, it makes me feel like I'm having an organism in my trousers. For those of you who don't know,
explain it.
There's a clip online of a man eating like a... looks like a marinated mushroom sandwich or something. It looks like a pretty fucking good sandwich.
No.
But he's basically doing what we're doing, but on camera. And he's just like, oh man. This makes me want to... this makes me feel like I'm having an organism in my trousers.
That's...
and I fucking just love that line. And someone sent me that video... And they were just like, this is what I imagine is like when you guys film Ooh Food. Or record Ooh Food. And he wasn't...
That's wrong. He wasn't eating something particularly good, but otherwise it's pretty much just like eating any food you get when you're like, I'm hungry, we should get some food.
Yeah. I will say the ones where I'm by myself do tend to be a lot more of that. Because I feel like when I'm by myself, I have to make more sounds, make it more of an experience. Because I do kind of feel crazy talking to myself.
You should, aside from the copyright issue, you should just read something.
While eating?
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
Like a book on tape, but the entire book is done while consuming food.
That reminds me of a diet plan I had,
There's a band that thought does of that. And their lead singer just eats while eating. It's actually pretty good. I'm kind of all about it.
There's a diet plan I thought of years ago where it's you can only eat when you're using the bathroom.
That's going to lose. You're going to lose a lot fast.
Well, all depends on what you eat. And you can, like, still drink water. We're talking ones and twos, obviously.
What else would we be talking, dude? I'm right here. I'm speaking your language.
But basically, the theory is it's homeostasis. It's as you're taking stuff out, you're putting stuff in. That's how it works, right?
I smell what you're stepping on.
so good.
So good.
Oh, my trousers.
There it is. Back for the three-peat.
You know what they say, comedy comes in multiples of a thing.
Well, as most jokes work, it gets better with each time you hear it.
Well, it's that classic joke thing where it's funny the first couple times, then it stops being funny, and it starts being real funny.
Yeah. We just are always in that sweet spot.
We're the content kings. We forgot to mention online, on our social media, that we got crowned content kings.
Yep. By each other. I crowned him. God damn it. God.
I didn't want to say it, but it sounded sexual. I don't know in what way. Crowning. Oh, it sounds like you gave birth to me, honestly.
Oh, man.
I'm into this new sexual thing. It's called crowning.
It's where we shave down your teeth and
That's better than what I was gonna say.
Put your teeth crowns.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say somehow recreating being birthed. Oh yeah, I'm crowning. Fucking loaded with meat.
Yeah, I'm only hitting the halfway point of my circle.
God, this bread.
Yeah.
This bread they make is so good.
It really ties the proverbial room together. Those are good. Got that right amount of garlic and butter.
Yeah, I've never gotten the wrap with the tortilla wrap.
I have a couple times just because they also add cheese in it, and it's a nice different bit of something.
I could see that. I could see the cheese adding. But I think if you order on, I think you can add cheese to this. Yeah. But
I just never care to.
Yeah. Oh no, this isn't a good cheese delivery.
You get the saltiness from the pita in this one, and with the other one, I feel like you get that hit of saltiness from
the cheese.
Yeah.
I wish I could just buy their bread.
I was thinking that like 5 minutes ago. I could just sell them in like 4 packs. 2 and 4s.
Yeah, I'd start doing, start using them for my lunches at work.
Well, that's a big, I mean, even a half of one of those filled up is a big.
Oh, yeah.
If you have something on the side next to it. I have a hard time finishing an entire one of these.
Yeah, usually me too, but I'm so hungry.
I had a little bit, I had a lunch today.
I had some ramen at, like, 10:30. Although, I've discovered a new hack for ramen, instant ramen, that's... Jesus.
Go on.
It's where I'll make up some hard-boiled eggs. And you just crack them and toss them in right away. Heat them back up. And it cools down your broth so you can eat it faster. My nice little Saturday breakfast treat. It's a fucking sodium bomb.
I pretty much just eat those Jamaican beef patties for breakfast.
Damn.
It's like my favorite thing for breakfast. I get the mild ones, though, usually now.
You eat like a construction worker.
Those are my favorite thing, dude. I need one of those. I need at least 3 or 4 a week.
I think I saw a video on how to make them.
Yeah, it's not particularly crazy, but they're also only like a buck and a quarter, so. And Meyer has them too, so I can get them late night.
Ooh. Ooh.
But I've gotten to the point now where I don't like to eat them any other time of day except for breakfast. Like, it feels weird to eat one in the middle, like, late night.
This is the time for this. This is probably pretty close to what Heppin tastes like.
It's up there.
It's just the bread alone.
God, that would be an indulgent thing, feeling thing to do, is just buy some bread on the, just get some plain, or just a pita on the side, and,
just nosh on it?
Just, yeah, or just it in some oil, or...
Some olive oil, yeah. Or hummus.
Yeah, anything, any... But any mild enough dippable thing where it's not taking, you know, it's...
Hummus. I think hummus would complement it. Perfectly.
Oh, I could eat that bread by itself for days.
Yeah, the only thing I'd want to get is like the press they have.
Yeah, a commercial grill press would be.
God.
Even like a Taco Bell one.
My dream kitchen has so many commercial. Appliance. I ate way too fucking fast.
I'll tell you one thing that's gonna be in my that's still in my dream kitchen though, are the tiny whisks.
You haven't gotten them?
No, I'm saying I've got them. I'm just saying those make it into the dream kitchen.
Yeah, I just used my tiny whisks last week.
That's an on the surface tool.
Well, it was, I couldn't find the bigger of the tiny whisks, because it, like, comes with the tiny, tiny whisk.
And the then three and the five?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't find the five for a while. Like, months, and then it was just in the bottom of a... Lo and behold, it was in a jar full of other whisks.
Oh, nice.
I just didn't notice it, because it was smaller. Tiny. It was smaller than all of them, yeah.
I keep one on my camping shit, because I've got a little clip of, camping cookware shit, like camping tools for shit, but one of them stays on my camp shit all the time. I think the 3.5 I put keep on my camp shit.
That makes sense. It's so tiny.
Leave the 5 in the drawer. But man, nothing beats an egg better. I don't ever beat an egg with it, but they do a good job.
Could be a singular egg. Beat egg.
Beat one or two biscuits worth of batter or a couple pancakes. Biscuit dough would be too thick.
Yeah. Be pretty thick. Thick with like 2 C's.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we've run out of steam.
I think so.
So, I guess... I guess there's one thing left to say, and that's I've been Merrill.
I've been Eric.
And until next time, keep your ears hungry.
Pizza.
Beats.
Swamp Things I Hate About You is now available on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. And remember, only dumb kids dream.